Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and date that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 8th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office discusses next steps for ballot processing. Paso Robles City Council interviewing applicants for Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 31 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for saving, battery backup security. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its first report of unprocessed ballots and its next steps going forward. According to the unprocessed report, the total number of processed ballots so far is 82,548 in San Luis Obispo County. The number of unprocessed ballots is 68,992, with almost 59,000 of those ballots received as vote-by-mail ballots on or before Election Day. The Clerk Recorder's Office says its next report of tabulated ballots will be released today at 5 p.m. The office also says there is an unprecedented number of provisional ballots cast during this election from many Cal Poly students voting for the first time or for the first time in Slo County. The Clerk Recorder's Office will be dedicating more time to confirming those voters' registrations and eligibility. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting on Wednesday, November 13th. This meeting, the City Council will conduct interviews to fill in a vacant seat in the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The committee represents senior citizens on issues and matters concerning senior citizens, their needs, the senior center, and its recreation programs. One position is available on the committee, and two residents have applied: Carla Crane, and Karen Murray. The The available term will run from November 13, 2024 to June 30, 2027. PG&E power outage for Creston area in San Luis Obispo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Nearly 2,000 PG&E customers east of the U.S. 101 around Creston were without power yesterday morning, affecting areas from just outside of Atascadero to just north of Santa Margarita and the Creston area. The outages were first reported at around 7:47, with power estimated to be restored at around 11:15 a.m. The cause of the outage remains under investigation, according to PG&E. This Monday, November 11th, is Veterans Day for 2024. Veterans Day honors military veterans in the United States Armed Forces commemorating their service. Most government institutions, banks, public schools, and the post office will be closed. The city of Pasterville says all of their facilities will be closed in observance of the holiday. The Pasterville's District Cemetery will be holding a Veterans Day ceremony starting at 11 a.m. Keynote speaker will be Hal Bull Schmidt, Lieutenant Commander Select, retired Top Gun instructor. The Estrella Warbirds Museum welcomes all veterans for free on the 11th. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation will be holding its annual Veterans Day ceremony at the Faces of Freedom Memorial at 11 a.m. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own chairs, as there will be a limited number available. Pasterville's firefighters invites the community to join them for their third annual cornhole tournament in the downtown city park this Saturday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event brings together families, friends, and competitors of all skill levels with no cornhole experience required. The event is aiming to register a total of 30 teams. Registration is $70 per team, with funds going to a scholarship fund for local students pursuing careers in fire and EMS, and the Pasterville's Firefighters Benevolent Fund to assist local firefighters in need. The city of Atascadero has announced its 19th annual holiday boutique will take place this Saturday, November 9th. This free event is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., held at the Atascadero Lake Park, 9100 Morrill Road. 70 vendors will be on site for this one-day craft show, selling their handmade items. The city says this is a perfect opportunity to start holiday shopping, plus finding a unique, one-of-a-kind gift that cannot be found on the internet or anywhere else. In sports, for Thursday night football, the Ravens inched past the Bengals 35-34. And for KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday, the 49ers will first go against the Buccaneers, then we'll have the Eagles versus the Cowboys, and the Lions against the Texans. The Raiders have a bye week. In the NBA, the Spurs beat the Trailblazers 118-105, the Timberwolves defeated the Bulls 135-119, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat Utah Jazz 123-100. Tonight, the Kings will face the Clippers, the Lakers will go against the 76ers, the Warriors will face the Cavaliers, and the Suns will go against the Mavericks. In high school football, this week is round one of CIF playoffs. Atascadero will host Liberty from Madera as part of Central Division 5. Morro Bay will host Reedley, and Mission Prep in Division 4 will travel to take on Emmanuel from Reedley. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News. The damage from the mountain fire burning in Ventura County continues to mount. Over 130 homes now reportedly destroyed. Sheriff Jim Fryhoff says many other homes are threatened in the evacuation area.
To date, we've evacuated over 400 homes, 250 residents choosing to stay and protect their homes, and there were 800 homes that no one was home, so I'm assuming they had either left before we arrived, were at work, or otherwise out of town.
The fire that broke out Wednesday, growing to more than 20,000 acres, 5% containment. L.A. County's incoming district attorney not committing to pursuing the resentencing of Eric and Lyle Menendez, supported by defeated D.A. George Gascon. Nathan Hochman saying he'll need to review the files and speak with the parties when he takes office.
The Menendezes need to know what the answer is. The victim family members need to know what the answer is. The public needs to know what that answer is.
Hochman vowing to reverse many of Gascon's reform policies. He's been a federal prosecutor. Gas prices just under $4.52 a gallon statewide. Jeff Scott, California News.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said, yes, to Linzess. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Otto Orchard in Placer County is in full swing producing hoshigaki, traditional Japanese dried persimmons, each year. Farm owners Tosh and Chris Kurotami set aside some of the persimmons grown on their 40-acre property and over about 3 to 6 weeks hand-peel the fruit, string it onto a rack, and massage it every 3 to 5 days until it is sufficiently dried into a sugary delicacy. They then package it and sell it at their farm stand and by mail order. This year's persimmon crop has been plentiful, but with small fruit, Tosh Kurotami said, adding that he's almost running out of rack space. As usual, customer demand nearly is exceeding supply, even at a cost of $60 per pound for mail orders or $35 per pound at the farm stand. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Mog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, clearing up to sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday, then partly cloudy Friday next week. Low 70s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is like shopping at a farmer's market every day, offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining the Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Airbnb shares tumbling after the online vacation rental platform posted a mixed third-quarter earnings report and issued guidance for the fourth quarter that disappointed investors. The company reported a 10% year-over-year revenue growth, but net income fell significantly to $1.37 billion from $4.37 billion the prior year because of a one-time tax adjustment. And Goldman Sachs pitching a personal CFO to the ultra-wealthy. For years, the private wealth team has focused on giving investment advice to the ultra-rich. Now it wants to organize their financial paperwork, manage their house staff, and find them home insurance. The family office is mostly aimed at clients with a net worth of at least $100 million. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel,
238-3080. Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove & Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
The Astraer Warbirds Museum is updated as 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraer Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
We see you sitting there daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. At Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including three Ford F-150s and $100,000 cash. How about that? Drawings November 3rd, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Earn entries now, and hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
On my mind.
Alrighty, we'd like to congratulate Mr. Mike Mullen. He was one of the qualifiers this week on trivia. Mike, you are the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place. You have 30 days to pick it up. Always call ahead, 238-1230, to make sure that the office is open. And when you do drive down, make sure your tires and your shocks are brand new, because you will need new ones. Well, no, not brand new, old, so you'll have to get new ones anyway. So, anyway, because they've been spending money on the roads. Yeah. We know that. Okay. Open Mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice, KPRL. So what's the most accurate way to count ballots? Does anybody know? What's the most accurate way? And I can't remember. I know over the last few years, let's just say going back to the COVID years, another scan your government pulled over on you. And still, no accountability for what they did. Those of us that have been around for a couple of calendar years, we seem to remember that we were able to get our results fairly quickly, within 1 or 2 days. Why is this turned into a hairdo? Why does it take so long now to get results? It's not simply numbers. It's not simply numbers. Do you think the longer it takes, the more problems could occur regarding the counting? Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. I got a question about this 3CE issue. I live out in rural Paso Robles, and I have not gotten anything in the mail. Do you know when they sent, are they supposed to send it out on the mail, or is it something you have to do through the computer?
No, you probably you should have gotten it. Most people, I think we got them last week. Now, do you go to your mail every day?
Yep, I do.
Hmm.
Well,
when you say rule past the Robles, are you considered the city though?
No.
Okay, so
I'm halfway to Creston.
All right, so you would be considered the rural county.
They were all mailed out at the same time?
Well, my assumption is that they were, or within a day or two, because I've had quite a few emails and some people calling in regarding it.
So who would I contact to find out?
Well, you might want you can always contact 3C Energy, Central Coast Community Energy, but the other is you may have been you could have been opted in a couple years ago when the city of Paso Robles did it.
But I'm not in the city.
At all.
I mean, I'm 8 miles east of Paso. There's no way I'm in the city limits.
Okay, so, all right, so you're what's considered the rule. You're in the county, in other words.
Yeah.
You should have gotten one.
So, I would not call PG&E, probably.
No, because they're just going to tell you to go to 3CE.
And where do I get 3CE's phone number?
Well, that's an interesting... Well, they... I'm pretty... Am I sure it's... Yeah, I think it's on the website. I think it's on the website, but... let's see here. I do have a number on this card, even though you need a magnifying glass regarding it, and I can give it to you if you've got a pen.
Yeah, I do.
All right, try 877-455-2223.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Do you have any idea what kind of personal information they want from you when you opt out? I'm not about to give them my Social Security number.
No, I just they. From what I remember, they asked for my account number.
Your PG&E account number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it. And again, I did it for both Monterey County and for here at the station, and it was. They were very nice, and it was easy.
Okay. Well, let's hope I get some satisfaction with this phone number.
all right. Good luck, and let us know how it turns out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi. Good morning.
Morning, Kevin. I said I was going to call you back yesterday, and I started off this week of saying it's going to be a glorious morning. Well, it's been a glorious week. The wind... 100 million, if not more, like I and you and everybody else that listens, to the stratosphere, our hearts, with happiness. And one point I want to make is that the Democrats, that's right, the Democrats inflicted 4 years of pain. Well, it's going to take 12 years of healing on their part because we're going to be in power. And since I just mentioned that, Chairman, and Chris, I want to acknowledge Chris. He's a team player. That right now, a couple of guys pouring coffee on the radio just to drown me out.
Now, what? Run, say that again. I don't understand it.
If there's Democrats listening, which I believe they do, they're pouring coffee right now on their radio just to drown me out of what I'm saying.
No, they may not be wasting the coffee, but it's probably tears because they're going to be crying for at least 4 years.
That no, 12, Kevin, 12.
I said at least
12. Anyway, I told you yesterday. If you have the time, you want to listen. I know Jack called in. He's a big man, big lungs, and he's winded. So I'm calling him now. Do you have enough time? I told you yesterday about the. A dictator, what I would do to generate money for Paso.
Wait a minute here. So you would like to be dictator of Paso Robles?
Well, the last dictator, I had a lead-in to parking, and I'll give you the lead-in any second here, if you'd like to hear it.
Well, who was the last dictator in Paso?
I don't know. I don't want to say, what's his name?
Is it Gregory? Is it Hammond? Which dictator were you referring to?
I don't live in Paso, so it's irrelevant to them. It's just a point. They implemented the parking, and they basically screwed the subject and people that come to visit to the wine country. But that's all related to what my point is, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Back in the 60s, on 101, they had a sign, "Stop in interesting Paso Robles." Well, there's nothing interesting in Paso Robles in those days. The only thing that occurred was when Mayberry, that took out all the parking meters, and that was the crime of the century. So my proposal is that we have all the motels and all those, that I would get them to put in a $5 fee for free parking. Free parking, yeah, you say. And they wouldn't have to put any meters. I just have to put a big app or several apps in the town, and the app would probably say that there's free parking in Paso Robles in the North County. And the way I would pay for it, it would generate $5, and the wineries would actually pay for it all. And the way that I would do it is, when somebody checks in, they would charge them $5, and then they would get a purple ticket to get a glass of wine or a small bottle of wine from any wineries. The wineries be involved in it. And like, you don't drink wine? Well, you would get a box of raisins. And
how about a beer?
Pardon?
How about a six-pack of beer?
Well, you know, it's only $5, Kevin. Six-pack is more than $5.
All right, a couple
anyways,
of...
Right, no, that'd be fine. I'd be all for that, too. The reason I'm saying the wineries is because Mr. Eberly would agree to it, because what would happen is, by doing that way, there would, you know, free parking, and they could put it on the website, free parking Paso. That would come from everywhere, and a little bottle of wine they would give away for that ticket, that would generate more people coming to the wineries, and some out of that money, I would create a fund for the people where the wineries screwed the poor folks that had to replace their wealth. That would create a fund out of that money, and I would give it, you know, to different people that had to re-drill their wells, maybe some in the past or in the future. And I would get Cody, think of the word all I right. had about it, left me.
Well,
come up with a plan, and we could call it the Cody plan, and that's my proposal as being dictator.
Well, I think we should just make Gary Eberly pay for all of it. He's loaded.
No, I want all the wineries because we're going to generate a lot of money for those poor folks
no.
that had to re-drill their wells, Kevin.
I think Gary, because he goes back. he's one of the oldest ones here, so I think Gary needs to empty that wallet of his, because he's gambling all his money on Penn State football anyway. But hey, we got another phone call, but I appreciate you calling in.
All righty. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
I will try my best after that. 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock, the right choice, KPRL. To opt out of 3C, website is 3C Energy. Okay, well, I'm still trying to find out. I got a couple of things in here I'll have to play when we go to the top of the hour, because I might be able to play them back for you if they're short enough. Hi, good morning. All right, 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us. So what's the most accurate? Can you have the most accurate and quickest? Now, hand counting, from what I've read this morning, it has a pretty high, well, I don't know what they mean by high, because I don't know what the rates are, but large number of mistakes. And the reason they give here is because humans are bad at tedious and repetitive tasks. In other words, morons. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I would like to challenge your statement. You had just said that hand counting produces the most amount of mistakes.
That's what it says here.
So the hand count, when they do the 1% manual tally, which is our only way to be able to say, you know, what is the comparison between the machine count and the hand count? The hand count is still, if there's a difference, the hand count is used as the gold standard. So even in our elections code, it says that the hand count in this audit section, and I am using the word audit very loosely, that the hand count is going to stand. So they actually change the machine count to agree to the hand count.
How often do they, now hold on here. Now, when they do the voting machine, my understanding is to ensure accuracy that they test the voting machines before and after. What do they do in the hand counts?
So there's a 1% manual hand count, and that is supposed to take 1% of the ballots received, and they have a group of four people that then go through each ballot and say, this one, this is a vote here. They all have to agree. So it's not just one person hand counting, it's four people hand counting, and they all have to agree. That is, a machine counting cannot determine the voter intent. It's just, is there a dot here or is there not a dot here in the oval? And so every machine counted ballot, if there's a question as to what the voter's intent is, if they've marked one more heavily than the other, or they've checked mark one and X'd another one, that has to be hand adjudicated. That's what they call it, is adjudication.
Can't they do?
And you have two people looking at the voter's intent.
Darsha, can't they just, I don't mean just, can't they do optical scans with technology that we have now?
It's supposed to be optical scan. It's not. That's the whole point. The Dominion tabulators have very sophisticated, I'm trying not to use that word, but very sophisticated software so that it can see an oval, and the logic and accuracy testing that we went to prior to the election is supposed to verify that the ovals are in the right place and that the vote is going toward the right candidate. But it is literally a black box. You cannot see inside it. You're not able to touch it. You're not able to see the source code. You're not able to do anything with it. So there is no proof that it is counting exactly as the ballots are coming in. To answer your question, the most accurate way to count the ballots is hand counting at the precinct, because the precinct has exactly the same ballot. Every ballot looks exactly the same. It's in the same position. The candidates are in the same position. It's super easy. You just go right down the ballot and say, okay, we have 13 votes for this one of each group. We have 13 votes for this one, 12 votes for this one, 5 votes for this one, whatever it is. And then you go amongst four different people. Four is usually what they use. And you all have to agree. If you don't agree, you fix it right then and there. Now, they can be tabulated later if you want. But hand counting is the gold standard. Everything is changed to the hand count.
Well, then here's my other question. Okay, so then obviously it's slower. However,
the hand counting is not slower.
Well, then why is this taking us so long?
The reason why this process is taking so long is because of the vote by mail signature matching, opening, laying flat. Oh, here's a guacamole stain. Here's a milk dud stain that can't go through the machine. Oh, here's a tear in the timing lines. Can't go through the machine. Now we need to remake this ballot, even though we can read it perfectly with the human eye. That all takes anywhere from 4 days minimum, but likely 7 days, 10 days, and even 3 weeks for all of the vote-by-mail ballot processing. The precinct ballots, when you go into the polls and you vote in person, is the most secure way because those ballots are scanned in and counted election night.
All right.
They were done counting 7,000 ballots in 2 hours.
Let me throw this at you, see what you think. If people are getting chocolate stains and whatnot on their damn ballots, how about just throw them in the garbage? and the reason why, Darsha, and you know me, I'm fed up with people being idiots. Okay, you know, you're there filling something out very important. You're getting chocolate stains on it. Your cat's chewing on it. Just stop it. Stop
it. Well, we shouldn't have this 100% vote by mail.
I agree.
Where it goes out to every single person. Even if it's not a person, it goes out to every single name and address on the voter rolls.
I agree with you on that, but I'm just, you know, the thing with people just doing stupid things with it.
Well, that's why the precinct ballot doesn't have any food stains on it, doesn't have any tears on it. You're right there, you're casting your ballot, and it goes right into the precinct box, and those are the only votes counted on election day.
All right, well...
And I have one more thing, because
make it
that
real
provisional...
Quick.
That statement about the provisional ballots with Cal Poly students voting in our county for the first time, that is very misleading, and I'm going to say that is not correct. If you look at the report where they issued, there were 1,000 conditional voter registrations. That's the ones that are voting first. It's a registration. There were 4,000, over almost 5,000 provisional ballots. That means someone went to the incorrect precinct, and I think by design. So those provisional ballots are if you're not on the voter roster, you want to vote in person, but you're not on the voter roster. And you know how many people were affected by having to go to a different polling location.
Yep.
And those are the ones that are 4,000, 5,000 ballots.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're out of time. Got to go. Thanks as always.
You bet. Bye.
All right, going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its first report of unprocessed ballots. The total number of unprocessed ballots is 68,992. Almost 59,000 of those ballots are vote-by-mail ballots that were delivered on or before Election Day. The Clerk Recorder's Office says the next report of tabulated ballots will be released today at 5 p.m. The Passerables Firefighters invites the community to join them for their third annual cornhole tournament in the downtown city park tomorrow, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Therese Crowley. President-elect Donald Trump's first cabinet appointment is historic, tapping his campaign architect, Susie Wiles.
Susie Wiles becomes the first female chief of staff in U.S. history. President-elect Trump calling her tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at West Palm Beach, Florida, notes Wiles is also the daughter of the legendary sportscaster and former NFL player Pat Summerall. A caravan of 3,000 migrants marching through Mexico for the U.S. border is breaking up, dwindling to 1,600, reports Reuters, losing hope about their chances in the U.S. with a Trump promise of deportation. U.S. footwear giant Steve Madden scaling back its Chinese operation to avoid tariffs under the incoming Trump administration. America's listening to Fox News.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
It's our dedication to five-star service that has made A1 Glass the only Central Coast Milgard supplier to be named Milgard Dealer of the Year, and why your neighbors voted us the best glass company. Plus, we have over 140 five-star reviews online. Hi, this is Brian Carroll with A1 Glass. You have a choice when it comes to your Milgard windows and doors. Choose the best and contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. We'll do mid-70s on Saturday. Sunday, mid-60s Monday. Upper 60s Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday. Low Thursday. Friday, mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 6:33 a.m., 5:02 p.m. It is 44. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. Bank on Better. 40th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner, hosted by Thanksgiving for Paso Robles, will take place, of course, Thanksgiving, Thursday the 28th from 12 to 2 at Centennial Park Activity Center. And, of course, it's free. If you are in need or alone, you're invited to come and enjoy a warm meal and friendship. They'll have the usual, you know, the turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, mix, cranberry sauce, and all that kind of good stuff. And let's see here. To donate or volunteer, go to thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. Okay? Now, all volunteers must be signed up prior to the event. So, go ahead, thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. Coming up tomorrow. And let's see here. The 9th and the 10th. Now, the 9th, this is for the events for the Tascadero Printery. It's the second annual Small Producer Wine Festival at the Printery. That's from 6 to 8. And then Sunday, it's the big event at Allegretto from 5 to 8. Public is welcome to both events. Just go to atascaderoprintery.org for more information. And thank you for supporting. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry as we go through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's local celebrities. Pat Kennedy leading off. Jacob Lancidell, Spencer Degnan, Shelby Degnan, says Miss Lindy, Ruby Blooms, Matt Lamas, Sebastian Cabrera, Janet Stecker's having a birthday, Judy Holstead, Leslie Flores, Kim Jackson, Gary Knoppel, Jasmine Wojak, Arnold Del Rio, Lisa Flores. We also have Nicole and Travis Hansen, Chris and Julie Boucher having a anniversary. Garrett Hull, number 2, Steve Jones, Hector Fleets, Dennis Gill, Matt Brown, Valerie Gillis, Janine Bork, and Doug Mondo. Sunday's local celebrities include Vincent Taylor, Donald Bonds, Clyde Bradshaw, Barbara Stuller, Melissa Miller, Shannon Sobey, Cassandra Davis, Chris Highnote's having a birthday. All right. Watch out for that one. Carrie Riley, Linda Falkenstein. We have Sal DeMauro. The former. Suzanne Robitaille is having a birthday. John Spears, Tom Banish is having a birthday. And there we go. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, let's see. Got the Edmund Halley, that, you know, the guy that, that comet thing. 1656, 1742. Ooh, Bram Stoker, Dracula. 1847, 1942, Gone with the Wind, Margaret Mitchell, 1900, 1949. Great basketball coach in the Hall of Fame, Frank McGuire, 1913, 1994. Esther Rolle, remember her from, yep, Good Times, 1920, 1998. We also have Dr. Christian Barnard, 1922, 2001. Johnny Bauer, Hockey Hall of Famer, he was a goaltender, I think. 1924, 2017, from one of the great shows of the 1960s, McHale's Navy, Joe Flynn, Captain Leadbottom, or Binghamton. 1924, 1974, The Tennessee Waltz, and How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, Patty Page, 1927, 2013. Bobby Bowden, coach, Florida State, 1929, 2021. Also, who do we have on the list here? Angel Cordero, racehorsing Hall of Famer, Jockey of the Year, and all kinds of awards and so forth. 1942, Bonnie Bramlett, Delaney and Bonnie, 1944. Ed Cranepole, one of the big first stars of the New York Mets, 1944. Don Murray from the Turtles, 1945. Roy Wood from ELO and others, 1946. Minnie Riperton, 1947, 1979. From Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, Alan Berger, 1949. Booby Clark, remember him, the big bruising running back with the Bengals, 1949, 1988. Bonnie Raitt, 1949. Mary Hart, 1950. Christine Hefner, 1952. Ricky Lee Jones, Chucky's in Love, 1954. Who else? From Adam and the Ants, Terry Lee Mall, 1958. Leif Garrett, the fine actor, 1961. And who else do we have on here? Where am I time-wise? Plenty of time. I thought we had some other... let's see here. Oh, Sam Bradford, former Heisman Trophy winner, 1987. And that is it. All right, passing away on this day, we have nobody? Is that what it... No. Where is the list? The list went up. Well, he had a little incident here not far from the station a few years back. But a pretty good guy. Alex Trebek passed away in 2020. Bill Keane, the cartoonist, creator of the Family Circus, he died in 2011. Norman Rockwell, the illustrator, 1978. Otto Frederick von Welda, sliced bread guy, 1960. Pioneered oil well drilling, Edwin Drake, he died in 1880. Also passing away, who do we have? The can't pronounce any of it except the last part, Molotov, communist leader, foreign minister. The cocktail is named after him. He died in 1986. And who else do we have on here? That's it. All right, well, going to the top of the list today, since this list is not, not lighting anybody's fire, I go with a gentleman. He did serve his country, World War II. He served in the Army Special Service Branch, entertaining the troops. He majored in political science at the University of California, then became known to many of us as Captain Leadbottom, and that would be Joe Flynn from McHale's Navy. He goes all the way to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The City of Atascadero announced its 19th annual holiday boutique will take place this Saturday, November 9th. This free event is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., held at the Atascadero Lake Park, 9100 Morrow Road. 70 vendors will be on site for this one-day craft show, selling their handmade items. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting on Wednesday, November 13th. The City Council will be interviewing two applicants. One is Carla Crane and the other is Karen Murray for the one available seat on the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The seat will run from November 13th, 2024 to June 30th, 2027. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He did try to run in his hometown of Youngstown, Ohio, for an Ohio Senate seat. He's a Republican. He lost. I didn't know this. He was in 15 episodes of The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. He was found dead in his swimming pool in Southern California, result, they say, of a heart attack. And it was in Beverly Hills, and Joe Flynn was only 49. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.